cruising through the Arizona Hour with Sanderson Ford and Rosie on the house.
Oh, man, I'm so glad y'all are joining us this morning because I get to talk about one of my absolute most favorite pieces of property in all of Arizona with one of the family owners. Miss Ellen Williams is joining us from the top of a hill overlooking her home that dates back hundreds of years at the Baba Kamari Ranch. Miss Ellen, again, thanks for joining us and taking the time to drive up to the top of the hill so we could get good cell reception.
Sure. Glad to join you.
Okay. Well, we have been to the Baba Kamari over the last 20 years, many, many times. Like I say, it's absolutely one of my most favorite places to go in all of Arizona. But one of my most favorite memories was when y'all let Jennifer and I trailer our horses down and stay in the old adobe home. And we came down with another couple, John and Meg. Y'all provided them horses. And we got to spend 3 days just riding horses and watching the deer, watching the antelope, counting the javelina, flushing quail left and right. It was absolutely beautiful. Talk about what your family's current doing with the Baba Kamari.
Well, we always have a lot of things going on here. Like we tell people, it seems like we're sitting out in the middle of nowhere and there's not much to do, but this is a very active, busy place. Taking care of 28,000 acres is a big job. There's a lot of projects. Like as I mentioned before, we got done dredging our pond out. We have plans for our farm field, maybe looking into growing hemp. We're fencing different pastures off, looking forward to, not forward, but in case of years of drought, we want to provide adequate grazing for the cattle and the wildlife. So there's always lots going on here.
How many cattle are currently on the ranch, and what breed or breeds do y'all prefer?
We usually run around 1,200, and most of them, there's one lady, Grace Weistrack from Sonoyta, that runs her Hereford cattle out here, but the rest of them are usually Angus or Charley cross. They seem to, the black cows, the Angus crosses, they seem to do the best out here.
It's a beautiful setting, and the adobe home me and my family have stayed in, y'all actually make available through VRBO, right?
Yes, we do. We have it listed on VRBO. It's listed as the historical adobe at Baba Kamari Ranch. And we do keep it rented quite a bit, especially in the high seasons, which are fall and spring. Summer can be a little warm here. It's an older adobe home, so it does stay nice and cool, but we don't have air conditioning. But it is the original structure that was here when my grandfather bought it back in 1935. And, of course, we've added on to it over the years, and it's been home to ranch managers, ranch hands, many different people. And now it's available to the general public to rent.
And how about other events?
We are looking. We have had weddings here before.
I bet. That would be a cool place to say your vows.
Absolutely. Oh. Yeah. A couple beautiful places. Most people like the riparian area. There is an old grove of cottonwood that provides a beautiful setting. Cloth and Flame did a dinner there over Memorial Day weekend to promote the local wineries, and it was absolutely just stunning. And then we have a beautiful area also down by the pond, which is another lovely area. And we're trying to promote more events and weddings. We're going to be the site provider, but we will be trying to do a little bit more of that.
And how would people, I'm sure we've piqued the interest of thousands of people across Arizona, how would people reach out to y'all and find out more?
We have a website, the Baba Kamari Ranch. Just Google us and all the information's there, or go on VRBO, and we are listed, like I said, as the historical adobe.
I'm on it. I'm on it right now, and I'm going to put that in our social media post. Every hour we post all links and resources that were covered so somebody could have quick access to those. So that'll be included here shortly at the end of the hour.
Okay, great.
Well, and as we wrap up this interview again, I'd just like to take my hats off, tip of the hat, to the Brophy family for being so generous in sharing this historically significant piece of property with so many people for so many years. If you ever get the chance to book a stay and go meet Ellen and her husband and enjoy the property, do it. It's the Baba Kamari Ranch. It's just, 20 miles east of Sonoyta?
Yes. It's like a 25-minute drive into Sonoyta.
Yeah. So the grasslands of southeast Arizona, where the movie Oklahoma was filmed. It's right there, the Baba Kamari Ranch. Miss Ellen, again, I can't thank you enough.
Sure, glad to do it. It's been a pleasure.
It's a beautiful part of Arizona, southern Arizona, the Canela Hills area. It's our featured staycation destination. Our winner is going to be traveling to Patagonia this month. So we'll be covering the whole area of Sonoyta, Elgin, Patagonia, Canela Hills, Empire Ranch as our featured staycation destination. You can go to rosieonthehouse.com/travelaz to sign up to win. We're drawing now for Kingman.